Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. Welcome back to your One Take Wonders, where we have no idea what we're going to say.
Never. No clue.
But today I do want to talk about terminology, because there's a lot of media terminology about relationships, and you see things online and on the social medias and everything.
And randomly making up new terms, too.
Oh my gosh, there are new terms every day. I cannot keep up. I am like Lucille Ball with the pies and stuff when I try and keep up on terminology. I just want to go over some really general things about non-traditional relationships.
Big old blanket term.
That is a huge term. Yeah. I know you work with them a lot. Mm-hmm. Couple categories maybe that we'll just cover just a couple today, because we want some bite-sized little chicken nuggets of knowledge going into these.
Yes. So I would say when you're talking about non-monogamy, which is also, again, big old blanket term, the number one that comes up all the time is polyamory.
Yeah. Are you poly? No, I'm George. Hi.
And polyamory being the stupid fused word that it is, but means, you know, many loves.
It is a word that a lot of us don't like, actually, or we don't feel akin to, because we operate in different degrees of non-monogamy. Mm-hmm. But it is a nice jumping off point.
Yes. Yeah, and because it's getting so much media attention, I think it does start the conversation from a point where most people, laymen, like, who aren't familiar with non-monogamy can kind of go, oh, I have heard about that.
Right, and I love that the next thing you ask is, what does that look like for you?
Yes.
So that you get a further description, because every relationship is different. Every monogamous relationship is different, so why wouldn't every non-monogamous relationship be different? Oh, hello, Sebastian. We get a special guest occasionally chiming in, Sebastian the cat. Yes. Hello, Spazzy Bazzy. I like one of the newer terms they're starting to use in research would be CNM. Mm-hmm.
Consensual non-monogamy.
Right. It's also very short to say, because yes, one of the things about saying non-traditional relationships, that is just simply relationships that are out of the mainstream, out of the dorm. But it's right, a very long thing to say.
Right. And because it covers so many different things, that, again, could cover polyamory, or it could cover our other big umbrella of
dun,
kink.
Dun, dun, kink.
Kink.
Are you kinky? And people have no idea whether to answer yes or no, or am I or am I not? So first, polyamory. You're going to hear a lot of different terminology, whether people say they are in a triad or they're in an open relationship.
A polycule.
A polycule, whether they're swingers or whether they're strict polyamorous or they're into polyfidelity. We might use some of these terms, and as we go on, definitely we will make reference to them and clarify. Mm-hmm. But I think it's best to point people to a glossary.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think one of the ones that I have used a lot in my practice is More Than Two. Their website is amazing, and they have this beautiful little glossary of everything.
Yes, thank you, More Than Two. It is my favorite to go look up terms. And they also have kind of cheeky terms like polysaturated, for when you're dating too many people and you need to cut back a little.
Exactly.
So it's got a wink, it's got a sense of humor, but it also has some ways to clarify maybe when you're exploring and you're trying to figure out where do you stand in this, and also what kind of relationship structure are you interested in at. Like myself, people can ask about polyamory, but I prefer to say open relationship.
Or,
there was a joke that I am a nomo sapien, because I'm non-monogamous. I'm a nomo sapien. I am a nomosexual. So not as in no more, like no, as in non-monogamy. So yeah, I go nomo style.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. And you?
Me? I, whatever.
Yeah.
I like you. Like, whatever. Like, I am in a relationship with one partner, right now, but I don't say that I identify as being monogamous necessarily. So I'm open. I say I'm passively looking, not actively looking, not like, you know, reeking of desperation and
we
going
out.
We call
your radar a little bit ultra low frequency because it's, you know, if you meet people, if you flirt, I practice flirting with just about anybody, but definitely not with that intent of like, let's put our parts together.
Right.
Like, I want to know the person first. And
I think that was also another name that we came up with. Was
Putting the parts together. That was another thrown out name for this show. So people get confused by that. But yes, definitely look it up. Look the glossary. Go to the library. You know, librarians have heard everything.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, the library, surprisingly enough, is such a great resource anymore. Like, I think a lot of people think of, you know, oh, the library is like all this old stuff and like nothing new. And it's like, no, the library gets new stuff too. Yeah.
And
it's
mine, you can request them to be shipped in from libraries in other states, all sorts of things. So if there's a particular article, book, whatever, don't be afraid to ask. You cannot shock a librarian any more than you can shock like an old therapist.
Right. I think, you know, the plethora of resources that are out there. I mean, you can find the information if you want to.
And these are the ones that we have today. It could change tomorrow. We're very malleable people. But also kink, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Kink is so wide. And what's the visual that you hear a lot of people getting when you say the word kink?
I think either bondage, like
leather,
ropes and whatever, or like spanking,
stilettos,
a lot of spanking, a lot of
high heels,
impact, like pain. And it's like, no, that's not what this is all about.
So general kink that can have very general things, maybe just playing with feathers or candles or things like that. They're almost cute sometimes. Is that the right word?
Romantic.
Cutely romantic kink. There we go.
Yeah. And, you know, there have been all these studies that have been done. I just bumped the table. But there's these studies that have been done on, you know, the U.S. population and how many people practice kinky behaviors but don't necessarily consider themselves kinky.
It's more than you think, right?
Yeah, it is. I think Durex just put out a study that was like 60% of their respondents said that they engage in some form of kinky play.
You know, I already like Durex condoms, just like side note. Didn't ask me to say anything, but I already like them. But knowing that they do research on things and I find so much information on their website, because yes, I have researched condoms extensively, like that makes me love them even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great whenever those kind of companies step up and add to the breadth of research, because there really isn't a lot. And especially like with, you know, CNM. You know, there's not a lot of research out there.
No, it's a really new field, and they're pioneering in the scientific and the sociological research in it right now. But as far as kink, I think one of the major categories people think of because of that book that you love, 50 Shades of I Don't Know What This Is, is sort of the BDSM side of it.
Yes. Yeah. BDSM. So a lot of people, depending on who you ask, will define BDSM differently. A lot of like the standard terminology is like bondage, discipline / dominance, sadism / submission, and masochism. However, there are other like D's and S's that are thrown around a lot that people, or M, you know, could be master or mistress. So
it's,
people.
So see why we just stuck to two main topics. I actually did the BDSM test.
Yes.
And it was really helpful to have some definitions on there.
Yes. That is one thing that I really love. And I advise even, you know, clients where it's like if they're starting out into like, you know, we want to spice things up or, you know, like I'm maybe interested in this. I'm like, take this test and take the full test. Don't take the little short one, but take the test because you'll always be surprised. There'll be one thing that's like high up on your list that you're like, hey, whoa, That? Really?
Cool. I didn't know I liked that. Right? Let's explore that. Let's learn about it.
Exactly. So, and then, you know, even in the BDSM test, they do have terms like non-monogamous, and they do have terms like vanilla. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can score high on vanilla, and that's okay. You know, yeah. Nobody's judging you.
Different strokes, baby.
But the whole...
Literally. I said it.
The whole reason that they created this test was to do research and to see where people lie and how they respond to these questions. And it is, I mean, pretty extensive. It takes a little while to complete the full questionnaire, but it's based on a Likert scale. And
it will also incite some giggles out of yourself,
yes.
Whether it's out of being uncomfortable or thinking about these things in a visual manner or just thinking, oh, I've done that.
Right.
See, right away we giggle. We've done some of those things.
Mm-hmm. But I think some people can get uncomfortable with some of the questions, you know, like, would you enjoy being put in a cage?
Right. So there is BDSMtest.org. That is that test that
yes.
we talked about. And then, you know, on both of these things, they're very general topics. Like we said, you can do research on them. Just Google them.
Yes. Google is your friend.
Yes. If you can find porn, if you can find Yelp reviews, then you can Google these things too and clear your browser history if you wish. It's whatever. Yeah. You know, it's life is a ridiculous place to live. Definitely.
Always. Yes.
I expect to hear more terminology, more strangeness, more weirdness from us coming up.
We will do our best to define everything. If we don't, like, hit us up. And
we'll probably get some things wrong because, hey, we're human. That's the way it goes. Anything else today?
No.
All right. Learns the words. Yay.
Learns the words.
See you later. Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.